This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, everyone. It's been said, planning is everything. And we're going to look at that today, but specifically how you plan for your week. What are you doing? Today's Monday. At least that's when we're recording this or going live with it. But it could be pretty much any day. The new beginning, whether it's a week, whether it's a new chapter, it's in the planning. We're going to dig into that with an amazing life coach at Strategic Development Life Coaching. Cindy Valenti is back with us. How are you doing?
I'm great, Steve. How are you? It's great to be here.
I'm great, except I don't have a plan. I so need this, and I know I should be doing it. And back in the day, I would take a Sunday, late in the day, evening, whatever, sitting there and just make a list. All right, I'm looking to accomplish this, that, and that. And I'm not really doing it. And I find myself winging it and then being time challenged in the end. So what's our starting point today?
Well, here we go. So why do we start Monday with the rush of motivation, fire in our bellies, a clean slate, and the dopamine hit of planning and setting intentions? Our brains thrive on fresh starts. And then by Friday, we're dragging a bucket of unfinished tasks. So if you've ever had Monday ambition, but Wednesday regret, you're not alone.
Let's go back to what you said a second ago, that our minds thrive on fresh starts.
Yes.
Don't you think? I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you know you have a fresh start, you feel lighter on your feet. You feel like you've got this. Nothing can hold you back. And it's a mindset, you know, and the momentum, you know, if we can all keep that for the week, which is a challenge, you know, it does resonate within you.
How do we define a fresh start? You know, some may say, it's just the start of another week. Where's the fresh start? What are you talking about over there, Cindy?
Well, let me first talk about, because I want to talk about the positives of the week and starting on Monday, but I also want to bring some of the stressors in so we can start with that and go, okay, I can relate to that.
Sure.
And then be like, okay, this is how we're going to reset Mondays. So the stressors can be an overload of to-do lists and a mountain of tasks can be completely overwhelming. Having unclear priorities, that can just, not knowing what's urgent and what's important can be very frustrating. It can stress you out and take you kind of into a dive on a Monday where you don't want to go. You know, you want to try to, so if you can kind of get these negative things out of your mind, okay, I did that. It happened. Let's move on. And don't bring the backlog from last week. I think that's one of the hardest things to do. You know, don't bring it back with you. You know, and tight deadlines can also create big stress. Don't put those big deadlines on yourself. Too high expectations of yourself and others. You know, there's so many of these things that are stressors. I mean, I think we can all come up with 100 things of what stresses us out and why. But here's what we can do. So let's reframe Mondays. Mondays are symbolic, but they don't have to be your mountains to climb, but rather your launch pad. And I think that speaks volumes. You know, let it be your launch pad. Let yourself go and be creative and find within you the best person you can be, because you're the only one you can count on. I mean, other people count on you, but internally, you really have to bring your A game. But also, nobody's 100% 100% of the time. You know, so we have to be, you know, cognizant of our own feelings and emotions, that how we bring into this. So your fresh start energy, a clean slate, builds momentum. You can feel tasks moving from to do to done. I mean, who loves that? We all want done. I'm a big 3M sticky notes. I wish I'd have invented them. And
they're all over. I got them all over the place. Like,
I know.
Oh my gosh. And And well, as I use them, then I run out of room, then I turn them over. It gets crazy, but they work.
You know, they make bigger ones. I actually unfortunately found that they make rectangle ones, not just a little square, because my notes are sometimes very long. So, but I do have those, and it's great. You know, you can take them off the wall and go, okay, I did that. And your skills growth, all the challenges you are facing for the week, adapting and growing, that's huge. You know, when you can face your challenges and adapt and grow from them, that's a big win. You know, and I think in each day, everybody, you know, and myself included, if we can find a win in midway, in your lunch break or whatever, take your small wins. Maybe if it's cleaning your desk, maybe if it's finishing a to-do thing, you know, embrace that. You know, don't let it beat you down. And I think keeping the momentum is what gets you through the week strong, all each day and every day, and not letting yourself get derailed. You know, look for collaboration and connection. Working with teammates and clients can actually be very positive. You know, I think we all have horror stories in school when we had, you know, we had to work in groups and we had the slacker and the overachiever, and, you know, that we had those people and we're like, you know, if we can do this with a positive attitude, okay, I get to work with you. If I can bring out the best in me in this group, maybe I can bring out the best in you. Let's work together.
Is it also in that situation when you're working with others and everybody's got a different style? I'm saying this based on expectation, and this is in the last 6 months in my world. Setting the expectation for what is to be accomplished or how we're viewing it. Because I'm a handshake guy. That's it. Hey, we're good. We got to go. But if it's not defined, it can go awry. Because people have a different view.
Right. I mean, staying your course, not your course, but all of our courses. If we stay our course, I mean, we can actually bring the group up, or whoever you're working with, you can bring them up without even realizing what you're doing. But your vibe, your energy can actually create a more productive group setting or independent setting, whatever that is, you know, however your, you know, work environment looks like. But, and also find strength in your problem solving satisfaction. Tackling a challenge, it delivers a sense of pride. It's a small win. It could be a big win. If we all take our positives and, you know, even put them on a sticky note, here's the good right now. And here's the things I need to tackle, but the good is going to get me through this. I have to make that phone call, or I have to send out that very difficult email. Or I have to have a client that comes in every day at my restaurant and I don't want to deal with them. You know, if you can find the positives in, because, you know, it's not just a Monday through Friday environment where I'm talking about. It's everybody, service people up to the C-suites. Everybody faces challenges.
How do you get over? Now, we're talking about planning, starting the week fresh.
Right.
How do you get over that feeling of being defeated when here it's Monday and or Sunday and you're making your plans for Monday and starting the week, like, you know, bam, here I am. You got stuff left over from the week you didn't get to. And it's just like you feel a bit of a failure. You don't say it. You may be in the back of your head thinking like, eh, I didn't get to that. I'm going to put that on the list again for, you know, Monday. How do you get over that feeling?
You know, that's a good point, because actually, if you feel like you can't park your Friday, all your tasks, you can't park it, it's got to come back into Monday. Think about that Sunday night. Prioritize, how big is that Monday project that you bring over? How important is it? Is it just because it's on your mind, or prioritize? Where does this belong in my day? And I think that limits, you know, freaking out about how I'm going to get it done. Is it that important? If it is, get it done. Tackle the big stuff first, and then the other stuff is easy.
You know,
do
some
the things
people,
you don't want to do.
there are some that say that you should go for the lower hanging fruit first. I don't know. I'm trying to remember, you know, I've heard that before. We get that little stuff out of the way and then tackle the big stuff. It sounds like you're saying go for the big stuff and then let the other stuff, you'll get to it. What do you think?
Let me ask you this. Sure. If you just take the low priority problems, what are you thinking about when you're doing all those low priority problems and tackling them? In the back of your mind, is that big task there?
Yes, I'm avoiding it.
So yeah. I believe that tackling the big things, even if you don't want to or it's uncomfortable, do it and get it done with. And you will truly feel your load has lightened. You can tackle the littler things. And you might even find out that that big thing wasn't as big as you made it.
Is it a bad thing doing the easier, lower priority things first with one reason, to feel that you accomplished things and you have some forward momentum?
Yeah, absolutely. As long as you stay focused on this task still has to get done. But yes, if you're the kind of person that needs I've checked this off, checked that off, and now I feel really good and my confidence level is up and I can handle this task, absolutely. I mean, there's no wrong or right to it. It's whatever is your personal comfort level.
What do you do to stay in check? And we all have different methods. You know, some put everything on Google Calendar, some use apps. There's so many different ones out there. What's working for you?
I use apps. I write it down first to prioritize. I kind of make a list and then I think, all right, what's most important, what's not? Because I don't want to do it 10 times. I want to just get it done.
I agree.
And I'm a planner. You know, I'm sure in my children's lives, they think I was over the top, but that's the way I get through. I can't start Monday if I don't know what my week is going to look like. Prioritize my things, big or small, even if it's something very small, I put it on my list, because sometimes the big distractions, you can forget the little ones. And so that's how I do it. And I've said this so many times, I write everything down, and I'm sure a forest of trees doesn't thank me for that, but I love writing. I love the paper, the feel of it, the visual.
Sure.
And so, yeah, that's how I stay on track for myself. I get sideways sometimes too, but you know, sticky notes and paper is my friend.
I got you, and I'm right there. And yes, I'll put things online or whatever, but I got into a habit of keeping a couple of notebooks, and each has a different category, but writing things down. I'm not like anal retentive about it, but even just the conversation, the time it was or the date or whatever. And I'm laughing inside because I just took a phone call from somebody who I knew from back in the day, randomly called out of nowhere, and potentially some side work I'm working on, a cool project. And what do? I write it down on a piece of paper. I didn't put it in the book. So now I'm thinking to myself, like, I need to transfer this because that's my system. If I don't transfer it, I'm going to forget. And I almost threw this piece of paper out. And this is his email. His email address is on this.
I have stacks of paper like that too. And I stack them so that at the end of the day, I go through them and then mark them in my calendar, you know, put them in my, wherever I post, you know, wherever I store everything in my computer, I put it in there. And, you know, all the calendars now have all the color coding. You can color code your priorities. And
yep,
that's kind of fun for me because, because I'm a Virgo. I love that kind of thing.
Same here, Virgo.
Right. I know.
Do you really think it comes down to finding a system that works for you? It's all about the system.
Yes, that's why I say there's no wrong or right answer to how you get through your week. And, you know, some people like to be really hard on themselves on Monday because it's their momentum. And they say, I've got to really dig in. I've got to do this. I've got so much to do. And that drives them. And that, if that works, that's fantastic. Some need to feel light and airy and be like, all right, I've got this. And then be prepared for obstacles. They will come. It's inevitable. You know, and always, I guess that's the other thing is, you know, be ready for challenges, be ready for interruptions. understand your boundaries so these things don't overtake you. But there's so much more than just showing up and doing your work. There's people, they want to talk about the weekend, they want to tell you their issues. And as long, I mean, that's not bad. It's, you know, camaraderie. But learn to set your boundaries. So if you've got timelines, set your boundaries. Let somebody know, I'd love to talk about this, but not right now. Mm. Or can we catch up later? And I think that's fair, you know, because then they'll respect the fact that you took priorities in what was important to you, and they may learn something from, you know, maybe a teachable moment.
Sure. And definitely, if you don't set boundaries, your day could be somebody else's day. They take it away from you, or five people will. Just, you know, grabbing a phone call. And now I find myself, and I never thought I would say this, Cindy, I never thought I would say this, but when it comes to the phone call, get to the point, keep it short, get to the point. Like, I'll talk with people and it's like on and on and on and on. That's all, you know, there's a place for a little conversation there, but you know, during the workday, let's go. Like, why are we spending time BSing?
Like, right. Small talk.
Right. When you don't need to, you have a goal, you know, you're on the phone with somebody, we can get to the other stuff. Let's get to the meat of it. Not that I don't want to have a conversation, but now I see, you know, texting. And I was always like, I want to be on the phone. I want to talk to people. I'm so tired of not talking with people and just texting right. And emailing. But now I'm pivoting back because the phone calls are now taking too long, where one text could take the place of a 15-minute phone call. I'm not even kidding. It's just, right. I guess that's, yes. You know, that's on all of us. That's the boundary you need to set.
Right. I mean, it's not disrespectful to kind of say, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've got this going on and I'd love to catch up with you at another time, but let's get to the meat of this. And then nobody's hurt feelings.
Right. Right. Well, I guess it goes back to setting expectations. And sometimes I will either make or take a phone call. And I know they might like to talk a little bit. So I'll set it up. Hey, how's it going? I got like 10 minutes. So yeah, let's talk about blah, 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 blah. So I'm setting the expectation for a 10-minute phone call at the very beginning. Does it always work? No. But try
it. But you try.
I try. What else can you share with us with planning? Planning in general, planning for the week.
Well, keep your routine, keep your structure. That goes back to boundaries, but it's so helpful if you pick your what works for you. What's your structure? It definitely will be a reduce in your stress when you have your, you know, all these things we're talking about. You know, put these notes up there. Oh my gosh, that's right. I need to remember to set my boundaries, because we all go back to our regular routines of letting people into our conversation, letting people into our office or whatever. And it's important to structure your day. How do you want it to go? And each day, you know, maybe in the morning when you show up, here's 10 things you want to get done today. This is your structure, and keep it in check and then check it off. I mean, that's a win. That's a small win. And, you know, and maybe at the end of the day, you'll find maybe you have more time to go and have conversations that you may not have had time for in the morning, and you still get to be social and do office things and still get your things done and not feel guilty about it. So you're not dragging this into Friday of, gosh, I wish I'd have done this, because nobody wants to start Friday with regrets.
And the routine, let's look at that for a moment. There are some that swear that you start your week or even start your day making your bed.
Yes.
Like as a minimal as it sounds, it is like a mental kind of reset. What do you think?
Well, there's a book, Make Your Bed. And I've read it several times, and it's from a military, I can't remember the gentleman's name right now, but it is so true that even if nothing else goes your way that day, you still made your bed. You come home and you did accomplish making your bed. And I make my bed every day. And it is, you know, you come home, you see your bed made, you did, if nothing else, you did that one thing. And I think it sets the tone for your day. You did something maybe you didn't want to do. And not everybody loves making their bed, but it does set the tone for your day. And it does, you know, momentum begets momentum. And if you can start with one win, go for it.
You know, the bed thing, I'm not a fan of making the bed. It's like I look at it and I'm like, and just, you know, move on. But as we're talking about it, there's something magical when you walk into a hotel room and the bed is made, right?
Right.
It's like a quick dopamine hit.
Yep.
So I'm seeing this in a different way. And it's almost as if making the bed in the morning is setting your day up in one small way. But when you come home, it's your reward, because that feeling of getting in that freshly made bed, there's something there. Can't take it away, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I know it's that simple. And it, you know, we just think, oh, I don't want to do it, it takes too long. And some people may have, you know, 50 pillows, but just do it anyway. You know, if the 50 pillows drive you crazy, get rid of them. You know, if that means you'll still get your first task of the day done and do it right away, you know, get up and make your bed.
Yeah. And where this is going is, it's not just about the bed.
Right.
It's the mindset.
Yes.
It's the mindset. A couple of minutes left. Anything else that you could share?
Well, keep your day, each day, on task. When you have a tasks for Monday, try to accomplish those things so that Wednesday you don't have a slump or the, oh my gosh, I'm already halfway through the week. Keep your eye on the prize of Friday. And Friday should not be about creation. It should be about review. And then park Friday. Park it. And if you have to bring something Monday, prioritize it, get it done, then you're not dragging it through the week.
There's an interesting way to look at things. You know, so many of us don't look at Friday that way, but more of a reflection, a recap. Yeah, you get the stuff done, but I love that. I like
it's
that.
Not a time to start new projects.
Yeah, that's what Mondays were designed for. Great conversation. Aside from the post-it notes, aside from colored calendars, any apps that you're using that you find work for you?
I just like to stay on task. I really do every day. I start with Sunday night. I do my planning for the week. And always, inevitably, it changes. Just reset it, reset it, reset it. And, you know, if pencil is what you need, so you can erase it or just mark it out. And actually, that's a sense of accomplishment. And just stay on task. Don't let one thing derail your day. Don't let one moment take it down. It's too many positives. And if you need to keep a list of positives on the side of your desk or something, do it. And keep your desk clean, I think. Keep your mind clean.
Oh, clutter. Clutter is the enemy. It is.
Right.
Great conversation. I have to go and put this in my notebook now.
There you go.
I lose it. How do we find you? You can work with anybody anywhere if they're looking to get on point with even their scheduling or their life in general. How do we do that?
CindyValenti.com, and I have my links in there for my social media. And I'd love to hear any listeners' thoughts today on how you settle your week. So DM me. I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, awesome. Or instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com, another way to reach us. Thank you for today. Looking forward next time we get together.
I do as well. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.